Thank you, Premier. Thank you, the Mayor. The vision is almost a reality. We're really excited about the prospect of moving in here in just a few weeks' time before the 2017 season. As you'll see from today's sneak peek, and I echo the Premier's words and the Mayor's words, it's as good as we've seen anywhere around the world, and it's most certainly the best we've seen in this country. We thank the City of Cockburn for their significant contribution and the partnership that we have ongoing in this facility. We thank the State Government, headed by the Premier, for their contribution and their partnership, and also the Federal Government and our other partner, the Curtin University. Thank you for coming along today, and I'm sure you're as excited as we are in moving in here in just a few weeks and maybe a month's time. Thank you.
So, Steve, can you just ask a question?
Sure.
Did you get it exactly as you wanted, basically, from your specifications in terms of the recovery areas and the weights and all sorts of stuff?
Yeah, look, it's a long time coming, and there's a lot of time in the planning, and we think we've planned this incredibly well. There's nothing like it in terms of that matching of community and also elite. So we've been able to increase the investment. This is a $110 million facility. Scope and scale, you won't see anywhere else in this country. And that's because of that partnership. And we thank, again, the city and the state government for that. In terms of our own specific facilities, again, scope and scale, like you won't see anywhere else in the AFL and indeed this country. And we've had the chance to look at the best there, not just in Australia, but also internationally, and bring that here to Cockburn for the Fremantle Dockers. Well, look, they are important. Firstly, you don't want to die wondering. You want to give your players and your staff the best chance of success on and off the field. We think this facility does that. In terms of attracting and retaining players, you'll hear from Zach Clark in a minute, and you can get a player's perspective. We showed them around this facility just prior to them going to their break after the 2016 season. You could see the excitement of their eyes, and they're very keen to start training here, and hopefully that will start happening in a few weeks' time. In terms of attracting players, we saw it firsthand. We had a great trade period. We attracted four young West Australians from other AFL teams, and I can tell you that they did see this facility before making their decision, and I've got no doubt it did help.
Steve, you've come from arguably the worst facilities in the competition to probably undoubtedly the best. What do you think that's going to do to the players, you know, and the staff that actually work here? Will that enhance performance?
Well, firstly, we love Fremantle Oval. It's been a great home, and we look forward to continuing our presence there. So we certainly don't belittle our current home. It's been really important to us in our first 21 seasons. But we start our 22nd season in this facility, which is undoubtedly the best in the AFL. You can see the excitement in staff's eyes, in players' eyes, in the coaches' eyes, and we're all keen to get here as soon as possible. So there's energy, there's enthusiasm, and I think they'll have the best workplace to get the most out of it, both on and off the field.
The old Freo Oval, is that still being looked at potentially as a co-tenant place for East and South Freo?
We're working really collaboratively with the City of Fremantle, and we have been for some time. We're not at a complete resolution yet, but hopefully we can get one relatively soon, and at the very least we'll maintain a presence at Fremantle Oval.
Would you like to see the two waffle clubs there?
I think that's a possibility, and does make some sense.
Steve, what about things like being able to adjust the oval to whatever ground in Australia?
Well, it's unique. There's nothing like it. The goalposts move at that end of the ground to accommodate any length of oval in the AFL, and it's wide enough to accommodate any oval, including the widest in the MCG. So it allows us to practice on the oval we're going to play at that week in a unique circumstance. So 1 week we're playing at the new Perth Stadium, which again is not too far away. The next week we could be playing at the G. This oval out here accommodates any setup.
I mean, just in terms of the new stadium, we talk about the stadium deal. How are you and Colin and the state government going with a potential deal there for both clubs?
Really well, and it has been going that way for a long time. As usual, you can't say too much until a deal's done, but I can say I think we're on the cusp of a deal, and we'll continue to work to make sure we can get one done, which makes sense not only for the state, but the tenant clubs and the AFL, and I'm hopeful we'll get that done soon.
In the coming months, couple of months, you'd say?
Look, I'm reticent to put a time frame on it, but hopefully it's coming weeks.
And how about the club off-season so far? It's been a little bit indifferent. How would you sum up the club's off-season so far?
Look, the focus of the coaching team and the players is fit and available and on the same page, and that's their focus. We've had a recent minor hiccup with Alex Pearce, probably set back 6 or so weeks with his leg, but other than that, the numbers look good. The players are looking fit and working incredibly hard. So we're really positive about this pre-season.
And off-field? few hiccups there as well. Have you got any thoughts on that and how the club's tracking there?
Look, I think off-field it's going incredibly well. We're tracking to membership and our targets. We had a record membership year last year, and at this stage we're tracking to our forecast. So that's really pleasing. Clearly our members are right behind us. There's an opportunity for the small number of members that haven't renewed to still get on board, and we encourage those people that are thinking about joining the Fremantle Dockers in the last year of Domain Stadium prior to us moving to the new Perth Stadium to get on board as soon as possible.
A couple of the players obviously transgressed a little bit. Have that taken the mindset away or the focus from the club at all?
Not at all. And I think you've heard that from the players directly. They're working hard. You hear from Zach in a moment. You can ask him the same question. They're all focused on getting the best out of themselves personally, but also as a team, and getting fit and available on the same page.
A lot of excitement around the women's team as well, I believe.
There is. Well, there's a lot to be looked forward to. There's this new facility that we're moving into in a matter of weeks. There's a new stadium that we'll be playing at next season. And earlier than that, and perhaps earlier than all of that, we have our new women's team, the AFLW team, kicking off their inaugural season. We're really proud to be part of that competition. It's exciting to see. There's an away game to kick off the season in a week and a half time, and then following that, a game at Fremantle Oval. And who knows how many people are going to turn up to that. I think the capacity's somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 people, and who knows, there might be that many people at Fremantle Oval, which would be great to see.